Alright, Siyata Dishmaya, Shem Kol Yisrael, Kavod Shabbos Kodesh, as Avi would say, the Shemichu, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Shechinta, Shem Kol Yisrael. So it goes like this. The Parshas told us, yeah? So, if you go to Pasuk, start with Pasuk Chaf Hei. Parak Chaf Hei, Pasuk Chaf Tes, yeah? Listen to the couple, these are Pasukim we're talking about right after Esav is born. Right, we know the whole episode that Esav goes out to fight, he goes and kills a couple people, right? We know that Yaakov's cooking a meal for Yitzchak because Avram passed away, as Rashi says. So this is the Pesukim, okay? Tarsh us Perek Chaf Hei, Pasuk Chaf Tes. V'yazid Yaakov Nazid, right? V'yavo Esav min asadeh v'hu ayev. So it says Yaakov was making lentils, right? You know, you guys know why he's making lentils?
For Nicham Avela.
Oh, very good, for Nicham Avela, right? So it says that he was making lentils. It says Esav came from the field v'hu ayev, and he was tired. Vayomer Esav el Yaakov, haliteni na min hadom, hadom azeh. Said, what? Throw my head back and just throw it down my throat, right? Ki ayef anochi. What does Esav say again?
He's tired.
Ki ayef, I'm very tired. Alkin karashmo Edom. Fine, so that's what we call him Edom. Vayomer Yaakov, machra kayom es brochor eskhali. Sami your bechor. And then Vayomer Esav, hine anochi holeich lamus. Vayom azeh li bechor. So what did Esav just say? First he's very tired and now he's dying. So you see about the Nekudat Esav is that what he's a person of, a person of being very tired, is a person of being dead. And he's a person of a bal taiva that just throw food down his throat. Alright, and break down doors. Alright? So it goes like this. Okay. So the Nekudat is, I'll start from Pasuk Chaf Tes. Alright, it says about him, Behu Ayev. Okay? And then it says, Haliteni Na. And also says, Ayev Anochi. Anochi Olech L'maves. So what can we learn from these four statements that Esav has in our Avodas Hashem? So it goes like this. First off, that the Gudah that he says, Ayef Anochi, right? And then he says, Anochi Olech Lamos. So that word Anochi, what does that word Anochi mean to a Jew? Anochi, anochi to a Jew is Anochi Hashem Olkecha. Right? That the whole Nekud of Anochi for us is everything for us. It's the word Hashem spoke to us. Anochi Hashem Olkecha. That's the yesod of all Yiddishkeit, of all Torah, comes from, that's the first word on the Seder there, was Anochi Hashem Olkecha. So what does Esav try to do? Ki ayef Anochi. He makes the Anochi ayef. Yeah. And what else does he do? Anochi Olech Lamus. He tries to take that Anochi and bring it to Mavis. That Esav's whole goal is what? He tries to stop us from being Mizdavik to Anochi. So listen to this. This is one of my favorite words from Rabbi Yechezkel of Kushmir. We'll say it outside, right? This is, if you listen to this carefully, you're going to be blown away by this, okay?
Where's
Rabbi Yechezkel of Kushmir. Says an unbelievable word. Says that, we know the famous Rashi that says, every time Rivka, right, she resorts to a bana b'kibah, right, that the kids were like pushing inside. So what's the famous Rashi? Anytime she walked by base medrash, Yaakov pushed out to get out, right? And anytime she walked by base of Avodah Zarah, Esav pushed out. So Rabbi Yechezkel of Kushmir has a great question. He's like, I understand that Yaakov wanted to get out, but he couldn't get out. Right? Why couldn't Yaakov? He wanted to jump out, but he couldn't. Why? Because Esav was in front of him. Esav had that first slot. So then he asked the question, hold on a second. But for Esav, Esav tried to get out, so why couldn't he just get out? There was no one stopping him. It's a good question, no?
Get out of what?
Get out of Rivka's stomach. If he wanted to come out, he could have come out of the womb.
Esav did come out first.
No, but he's saying here, whenever they walked by a base medrash, right? It says Esav could have just come out. So he says the most unbelievable answer. Because Esav, all Esav cares about, he doesn't care about being in this world, he doesn't care about doing his avodah. All he cares about is making sure that Yaakov doesn't do his avodah.
Oh, so he would stay in?
He would stay in, why? Just, he doesn't care about going to this base Elilim. Wow. All he cares about is just that Yaakovin does not get his avodah. Wow. So meaning what? What's Esav's whole nekuda? His whole thing is a what? Anochi ayef. Ayef anochi. Anochi lechamavetz. Don't let Klai Yisrael get going. Right? We think Esav's not around today. Esav's very much around today. That's the whole hashkafa of the Goyim. The Goyim today, they're not doing things for themselves. You think they care about wearing all their cross outside? They don't care about that. All they care about is just not letting Klai Yisrael get their job done. That's what Esav's whole nekud is about. And we see by Esav, Ross says about him that he's ayef. So ayef, inyan hachi gdola, ayef. If you take ayef, like this, spell ayef out, bemiloy. Yeah? So ayin yud pe. Okay, see it? So Ayin is Ayin Yud Nun. It's Gematria 130. Yeshua Nasan, you could be patient. Right? Yud is Yud Vav Dal is 20. And Pei is Pei Yud. Okay? Which is 80. So if you add 130, don't say it. If you add 130, 20, and sorry, 90, what do you get? 130, 240. So Ayet, B'miloi, right, means that the fullness of being tired, right, is 240. It's Gematria Amalek. So the whole Nikud of Amalek, what Amalek's all about is what? Is making us tired, right? Their whole Nikud is what? They don't care about their Avoda. What do they care about? Stopping us from our Avoda. That's Amalek's whole Nikud, right? So that's why. So Amalek, we're not done with Amalek. I told you it's Parm. Yeah? Listen to this. You see by... It says, Vayomer Esav El Yaakov, Haliteni no min ha'adom. Ha'adom azeh. Yeah? You want to tell me what those first three letters of Haliteni no min are? Hey, no, Haman. Batum says Haman. All of a sudden, boom, Haman comes on. What's Haman doing here? What's going on? First of all, it's Purim. We should pash this. We should break out right now at Purim, see that? I'll just pash this. But you see, it's Rosh Teva's Haman. So what does this have to do? So what does the Nekuda have to do that Haman shows up here? And that Ayef, that Amalek shows up here. So it's an unbelievable vort from Rabzusha. Right, Rabzusha says something. We learned this at the beginning of the year. This is one of the strongest vorts. It's one of the most intense vorts. And for whoever's in this yeshiva that we're part of right now, that a person has to know this vort because it's very lemaisa. Right? So like this. Vata Ayef ve'ageh v'lo yirelkim. So it says about Amalek. It says Vata Ayef ve'ageh that you were very tired. V'lo yarei elokim. Right? It's talking about how Malik attacked us. And we didn't have Yir Shemayim. Ever listen to this so carefully.
Who says this?
This is from Rav Zusha of Annapoli, quoted by the Imre Pinchas, the Pinchas Korotzer. Listen, you're going to think about this next time you look at a big board with a lot of names on it and a little prizes on it too. This is what he says. It's mamash unbelievable. He says, what does it mean that it says V'atayef yagev lo yarei elokim? That you're very tired and you didn't have fear of Hashem. So B'shem HaRav Zusha, Perush, Yesh adam shem yageas atzmo b'avodas Hashem, ad shenasa ayef. Right, a person could sometimes work so hard in avodas Hashem until he becomes very tired. Right, he becomes burnt out, as they say. Right, he could be working so hard, learning so many dapim. Right, but what happens at the end? And we call makom ein bo yirshmayim. But after all that avodah that you're doing, you're very tired. What happens to it? There's no yirshmayim. You know what? There's nothing. You're just a simple person who just learned a lot and had no connection to Hashem. Meaning when Torah becomes that I just learned it because of the Chachma and because they're stuffing it down my throat, but there's no Yir Shemayim, you know whose Torah that belongs to? That's exactly what Amalek attacks us on. Yeah, Givaldi, you can learn a lot. You could even get free papagayos. You could be the top, you could have your name on a board here. But you know what comes out of it, unfortunately, sometimes? Most of the time? V'lo Yirei Elokim. There's no Yir Shemayim here. There's just emptiness. It's an empty life. That's exactly what Amalek attacks us with. So we say in Devarim, in Sefer Devarim, in parts Ekev, it says, Ma Hashem Shoel Mi'imach Ki Im Liyir Osa. It says, what does Hashem ask for you? Except just to fear Him. That all Hashem wants from us is Yir Shemayim. He wants to have Yir Shemayim. It means what? Not that you're afraid. Yira is the same word as Re'iya. Right? Re'iya, what does Re'iya mean? To see. Mean the what? To see Hashem in everything you do. See that Hashem's here. See that I'm in Shema. That when I'm learning Torah, what I'm connected to Hashem. That I don't throw tefillah away also. Why? Why daft is that connected to tefillah? Because any tefillah goes like this. That we say every day in davening, we say, Pesach, Zeh Tzadik Hashem B'chol Rav, B'chol Mitzinov, Karov Hashem B'chol Karov, B'chol Sheik Rav Mes, Shomer Hashem, Es Yireyav, Ritzon Yireyav Yaseh, V'yash Shavasam Yishma V'yashayim. Meaning what you see, Ritzon Yirei Aviyase. What do they do? Veshavasam, they're Shava, they're Tefillah. The Yir Shemayim is connected to Tefillah. That means what? When a person only learns and has no place for Tefillah, like we just learned from Rabbi Nachman before, that's not anything. Where's that going? That's a Malik. Telling you what? Yeah, be a big Chacham. Be a big time Chacham. Hashem wants us to have Yir Shemayim. If you look, like Rashi quotes here, it says about Esav, ki tzayid b'fiv. Right? It said he had game in his mouth. He was a good trapper. You know Rashi says in that? Ki tzayid b'fiv. It says he used to come to Yitzchak and say, Tati, Tati, oh, do you have to do Meister on salt? Do you have to do? He used to ask him like very harif questions, like big talmidei chachamim questions. What do we know about Esav? Esav's a Rasha gomor. So why is he asking these questions? How's that? How does he having that? Because why? Because Torah, you could have a lot of chachma also, but you could be an Esav. When Torah is just about chachma, it's just about knowing, it's just about being the top person, it's just about learning the most daf. That's the Torah that Esav learns. That's what Esav shaykh to. That's not what a Jew shaykh to. A Jew shaykh to what year Shemayim, that I'm connected to Hashem and why I do it. That's not about how much I learn. It's about am I learning with chiyas? Is it a Torah chayim? Eitz chayim. It's not just an eitz. An eitz is just a piece of dead wood. Torah is called an eitz chayim. Now what? That I'm supposed to have chiyas in it. I'm supposed to love it. Not I'm supposed to tire me out and make me not have anything. Because the whole nekud of Amalek and Esav is that they take Hashem out of Torah. That they take tefillah out of Yiddishkeit. Right? Because tefillah is all about connecting. Right? And they try to just take us out. So we quoted a Zohar last week. That is to see it inside again. Zohar says, when he's talking about the mile of tefillah. If I find this right now, I don't know if I find this. But basically, we quoted from Esav before, Haliteinina. Oh, Amalek. Yeah? It says Haliteinina. So what does Haliteinina mean, Chavra? Right, give me, mean what? That pour it down my throat. Without even saying, without even chewing, just pour it down my throat. So just to say it outside, the Zohar says, what does halitena mean? He says, what it means is, when a person comes to tefillah, and the daven lives, you know who davens like that? My two-year-old son davens like that. He picks up a sitter all the time, he picks up a little bench, and he goes like this. He looks at me, he goes like this. You know, he does it all the time, he loves it. But why? It's cute, because he's a two-year-old kid. But when a 25-year-old, when an 18-year-old person is doing that, what are you doing? You think Hashem gave us tefillah just to throw it in the garbage? Right, I always think of this. You think Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov created Shachar, Mincha, Maariv to burden us? You ever think about these things? Who created it? You think that Anshei Knesset Gedolah just wasted their time putting tefillah together? So the Zohar says when a person davens by Le'ita, that what? They just say the words as quick as they can? It says, you know who you're shaykh to? The inun migiza demand amr halitena, that they're from the same shoresh. They're sent from the same place as who? As the one who said halitena. Who's that? Esav. When a person just takes tefillah and makes it into nothing and says, no, the only thing that's important in my life is daf and gemara, which is the most important thing in our life, as long as also tefillah is, and as pnimis haTorah is, and doing his bodhidus is, and sichas chaverim is, and eating bekedusha is also. But when it's only one thing in life, and there's no Yir Shemayim, there's no Ahavas Yisrael there, there's no Ahavas Shemayim, then that's nothing. That's a Malik's type of Torah. And that's exactly what Esav wants us to do. It's exactly what a Malik wants us to do. That's why I say like this. It says about a Malik, Asher Karcha B'Derech. Right? It says, we're on the Derech, Asher Karcha B'Derech. So what does Karcha mean? What does Kar sound like?
Cold.
Krirus. Right? That they came, and we were on fire. The mashal they give is that Klai Yisrael, after Yitzias Mitzrayim, says also in Sefer Devarim, says after Yitzias Mitzrayim, we were like, Rashi quotes, we were a burning hot bath. The mashal they give is that it's a bath, and if anyone were to jump in, they'd get mamish scolded and burnt. So it says that a malik jumped in. Why? It says, yes, they got burnt, but they cooled us down. Right? Because all you have to do is, you ever have that really hot drink? You have to get that first sip, and then you can drink the rest of it. So a malik saw that we were on fire, but they said, you know what? We're not afraid. They jumped in and cooled us down. The whole nekud is that they see a Jew on fire in their Avodas Hashem, and they come to you and they say, no, come on, you're not so from. You know what I mean? What's your shaykh doing with tzitzis right now? You were in high school last year. They come and they see you doing all things, like, no, come on, that's not you. That's not who you are. You're not a real Jew. You're not really on fire. It's called the Lev Ha'evet. Right? They make you into mamash stone. You know? Kud is that we're supposed to have what's called Lev Basar. And we also say most of this is Breslev, but not for now. But, right, a leva evan means a stone heart. You're supposed to have a hartziga heart, a fiery heart. Like we say in Tehillim, Cham libi bekirbi. Dunnell says, what? Cham libi bekirbi. My heart's on fire within me. It says, Ezu avodah shebelev in the Gemara. What's the avodah of a lev? Zu tefillah. That's tefillah. That what? My tefillah is supposed to be givaldi. It's supposed to be strong. It's supposed to be fiery. My avodah Hashem is supposed to be fiery. It's supposed to be a Jew who loves Torah, who loves Hashem. Yir Shemayim. That's exactly the inyan of David HaMelech. The chamimus of David HaMelech. However, this is mamish something you're going to leave with. It's unbelievable. I heard this first time from Rabbi Rubinstein. He gave a whole sugi on this. Listen to this. When it says that that they came out, Vayetzi Arishon Admoni, Kulu Kader Seyar Bikru Shmo Esav. So what does it say about him? Vayetzi Arishon Admoni. What does Admoni mean? Came out red. Admoni. Anyone else you recognize that ever said? This is what it says about David. Dichsiv Gabe David for who Admoni. And David's also red. So what's the sheikhas? What's going on here? Esav and David. Bereshis Rabbah and the Medrash Haggadol both quote that Esav and David are from the same exact place. It says that Esav was a murderer and David was a murderer. But David's a murderer. Yeah, it says Esav killed people and David killed people because he was working on Bezdin. Everything that Esav did B'tumah, David was doing B'kedusha. Right? It says even that this is something very deep. Rav Rubinstein said this a couple years ago. It's just cool to hear this. That really originally in Rivka's stomach was really David HaMelech and Yaakov. And what it was, well, every time they walked by a Beis Medrash, Yaakov was trying to get out. And every time they walked by a church or whatever, or Vodas Lilim, David was trying to get out to destroy it. But really, there's a whole sugya with that Rivka messed something up. That's Rubinstein's share. See it there. It's unbelievable. But you see that Esav and David come from the same place. They're both called Admoni. They have sheikhs with each other. You ever heard of the concept called Zelu Maza Asel Halakim? It's a concept, like it says in Koheles, that you'll have Moshe Rabbeinu, but at the same time you'll have Paro. Right? You'll have Klai Yisrael, but at the same time you'll have Amalek. You'll have like the Yankees, and at the same time you'll have the Red Sox. Okay, there you go. That was a test. The Red Sox, right? Right? The good is that whatever's existing with Kedusha, there's always the opposite. For example, Motzei Shabbos. Motzei Shabbos is the mamish, the time of the week that's called Kodesh Kedusha. Mamish, it's like the highest time of the week almost. But you know, that Saturday night is also one of the worst times of the week for people. Right? Because it goes Zelu Mazel. Right? Whenever there's a lot of Kedusha, there's a lot of Tumah on the other side. And whenever there's a lot of Tumah, there's also a lot of Kedusha on the other side. So that's the Nakuda of David and Esav. Is that David is the Kedusha and Esav is the Tumah of that. We see by Esav, like it says in Parak Chafhei, Pasuk Chafhei, listen. Vayetzi Arishon Admoni, Kulo Keder Seyar Vayikru Shmo Esav. So they called him Esav. Okay? Why did they call him Esav? So this is what Rashi says, Baal Turim says it, Rashbam says it, and Chizkuni. Rashi says, why did they call him Esav? Hakol Koro Lo Kain, Lefi Shaya Nasev Enigmar, Besero Kiven Shinayim Harbe, because when he was born, he was complete already. Rashi, that's what they called Esav. Lashon's like, assume he's done. Baal Turim says, Sharei Asoiv Enigmar. He was already completed. Rashbam, Koha Olam Shmo Esav, Adam Asoiv Enigmar. A complete person. Chizkuni, Lashon Admoni Lashon Adam. Sorry, I skipped it. Adam Nigmar, Kulo Haya Esav, Seir Keder Seir. Also Nigmar. He was complete. Meaning when he was born, he's already completed. He didn't need like training. He was ready to go. So now is that a good thing or a bad thing? Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
That. Huh? Did he need training?
Yeah, it says when he was born, he was complete already. You know who that sounds like? Sounds like the Nachash. You know what happened to the Nachash? So the Nachash was cursed by Hashem. Well, you know what he was cursed by Hashem for? His curse was that what? You're gonna crawl on the ground for the rest of your life, and you're gonna have all your food. Everything's gonna be there for you. So what's the obvious question?
Why is that bad?
That's gewaltig, no? I don't ever have to work. And you know why it's a curse? Because Hashem said, because you're complete, and you don't need me, and I don't want you. That's exactly what Esav had also. He was complete already. Esav represents Gaiva. Gaiva thinking that I'm everything. That's Esav. On the other side, with David, if you look through, if anyone anywhere say Tehillim on a regular basis, it's a good thing to say Tehillim. It's a very good thing to say Tehillim. So Tehillim, if you look through Tehillim, David Melech always, Ani Rima Visaleya. He says, Mamash, I'm lower than like a worm. He says, Ma Ani, what am I? He says, I'm a nothing. David Melech represents what? Another. David Melech says about himself in Tehillim, Ani Tvila. He is Tvila, which is Bittel. He's completely invited himself to Hashem. Again, Esav's the Baal Gaiva, David HaMelech's the one who's the big Anav. So, we'll go into a sugi that I like speaking about a lot, because it's very important. If you take those words again, Haliteni Na Min. Yeah, so what we said before was the Rosh Tevos Haman. So now what are the Safi Tevos? Haliteni is Yud, Na is Aleph, Min is Nun. What's the spell? Ani and Ayin. Ayin and Ani. So what's this concept of Ayin? So again, we speak about this a lot. It's important to know. It's a concept called Yesh and Ayin. This is Chassidus 101. Yeah? So there's 101. Yesh and Ayin. Yesh represents that I'm something. I'm Baal Gaiva, I have. Ayin is that I'm mamish nothing. I'm mevat myself to Hashem. So haliteini na min savtevas ayin. Why? What does that have to do here? What's this telling us? It's also savtevas of ani. That a person chooses in life, if I choose to be an ani, then Hashem makes me into nothing. And if I choose to be an ayin, then Hashem makes me into an ani. And he makes me something. Right? If you look, the first time that Amalek comes onto the scene, we say to Hashem, right after Kriyas Yantzev, Hayesh Hashem b'kibenu im ayin. Is Hashem with us or not? So Hayesh, Hashem b'kibenu im ayin. We had stekos in yesh or ayin. Right? We weren't sure what's going on. What's the next pasuk? Vayavo Amalek. When there's stekos in gaiva and anava, you know who comes onto the scene? That's when Amalek comes. Yeah? So haliteini na min, that's ayin, or ani. This is one of my favorite words from Degel Machne Ephraim. Degel says like this. Grandson of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, uncle of Rabbi Nachman. Take the word nasi. Nasi means like an emperor, a ruler. Right? The word nasi. So you have within nasi, yud shin, which is yesh. But you also have aleph, yud, and nun. You also have ayin in that. Nasi means a leader, anyone who has authority. So he says, how does it work? So Degel says, if a nasi chooses to be a yesh, and he thinks that he's something, what happens? Hashem says, you're nothing. And if a nasi says, like Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm a nothing, then what happens to him? You become big. You become something. That's exactly why. Who is going to be the king, lasad lavo, of everything? David HaMelech. Mashiach ben Dov. David Malch Mashiach. Why? Because he's the biggest anav. And who's going to be pushed all the way down, lasad lavo? What do we? How do we finish Az Yashar every day? Kila Hashem Hamulucha Moshe Bagoyim Valu Moshe Im Bahar Tzion Nishpot Es Har Esa V'Haisel Hashem Hamulucha. The what? Gonna Mevatel Esa, then boom, then it's gonna be big. Why? Because Esa is a Baal Gaiva, gets pushed down. But David's the one who makes himself an Anav, and he goes all the way up. Yeah. So it goes like this. Now we're coming to a big day in about 29 days from tonight. You know what that is? Hanukkah. Hanukkah is a big time. So it goes like this. What's Hanukkah all about? If I were to ask you, what's Hanukkah all about? It's about like or simcha. And light. And simcha, exactly. Right? Like Hudim Haisa Ora, the Simcha. You have Ora and then you have Simcha. So it goes like this. Yeah? So now we just said that the Nakuda is to be called an Ayin. Yeah? So if you take Ayin and you spell Ayin B'miloy. So Aleph is, Aleph on Pei is 111. Yud is 20. And how much is Vav Chevra? So Nun, sorry. And Nun is 106. So if you add them up, what do you get? Aleph, Yud, Nun, mean Ayin B'miloy, is Gematria 237. Okay? Mean that what? The Shlemus of being an Anov. 237. You know what's Gematria 237? Vayehi Or. At the end of creation. Hashem said what? Vayehi Or. It's Ramas the Ner Chanukah. Right? I think that's the 25th word in the Torah is Vayehi Or. The 25th word of the Torah is Or. Which represents what? Chaf Hei Kislev. Right? 25. The whole Nakuda is what? When I make myself into an Ayin, when I make myself a nothing, then what happens? That's when Or comes to me. That's when Hashem sends me a lot of Simcha. I read the Or of a Simcha of a Sasmi Yikar. That's the whole Inyan of Chanukah. Because if you look at it, the Baal Tanya speaks about Chabad, no? Right? So the Baal Tanya speaks about something awesome. What does he say? Look at this. If you look at a candle, right? If you look at a flame, what's a flame always looking to do?
Go up.
To go up. It's always looking to what? To spread. Spread means going up. Right? It's always looking. No, to spread means to spread your ore. But means that you're going to have a lot more. Right? Nice rhyme, huh? Right? A flame's always looking to go up. Meaning what? A flame, you think, like, you tell a flame, like, yo, idiot, like, what are you doing? Like, you're going to go off your wick. You're going to die. But all it wants to do is go up. Why? Because that's the nature of ore. What's always going up? It's always going higher. That's exactly what Anava represents. Is that you go higher. That's the Inyan of Chanukah. How many candles do you light? Well, you pass them like Beis Hillel. It's called Mosif V'Holich. That you go, that you add, and you go. Passing that the first night you light one, then two, then three, then four, then five, then six, then seven, eight. Which happens what? You start with one, you start as small. And then what happens? Then Hashem builds you up to two, to three, to four, until you get to 36. Right? And what's 36? How many Masechtas of Shas are there? 36 Masechtas of Shas. That's the Or of Chanukah. That's what Or represents. When I'm an Anav, then I'm Zochet to all that. But when I learn 3,000 daf in a week, right? Which is givad, which is awesome. But you know what happens? A lot of people after that? 3,000, 2009. That, why? Because there's no Yerushalayim there. You didn't build any Kalim. You didn't build any Anava. You just built it that I want to be more Dapim than him. That's not what Hashem wants from us. Hashem wants a what? It's the ones to do quality, not quantity. Quantity is good also, of course. No one's saying not. But make sure that my neshama is there. Make sure that I don't lose my neshama in what I'm doing. That's what's represented. That what? That the Nekudah of Yid is what you start small and you build up. Unlike Esav. In Parshas Vayeshev, right? When Yaakov and Esav meet up, what happens at Parsha? How many men does Esav come to Yaakov with? 400 men. 400, good. Right?
You knew that, right?
We all knew that. Comes with 400 men. Why 400? Ever wonder why 400? In Gematria, what's the highest number? What's the last letter of the Aleph Beis?
Tough, right?
Tough. What? Oh, tough is 400. Why? Because Esav starts from 400. He says, I have to start with everything. Right? Start with everything. Let me ask you a question. When Esav comes face to face with Yaakov, how many people are there with Esav?
None.
Everyone bounced. Except for who? Esav. But the Nekudah of Esav, what Esav represents, is that he starts very big, and everything's givaldic by him, but you know what ends up? It's only him. He ends up, he starts with a lot, and ends up with nothing. But by Yaakov, right, it says Yaakov, what happened to Yaakov? That when he was going down to live by Laban, who came to him on the way? Eliphaz came to him on the way. And what robbed everything? He says he came down with zero. He came down with nothing. Right? With nothing. What did Yaakov leave Esav with? With four wives, 12 kids, the man, you know? And all the riches in the world. All the riches in the world. Why? Because he started little, and boom, he builds up everything. That's why Yaakov goes like this. This is mamish, such good sigyas, no? Yaakov goes like this. What does Yaakov represent? Yaakov's lashon of Ekev, which is small. What's Yaakov's name now?
Yisrael,
which represents what? Yisrael is Li Rosh, is the head. But again, Yaakov starts what? He starts down here, that he's an Ekev, and boom, he's built up to a Rosh. That's how Yid lives. That what? We don't need to be the star. Hashem makes you into a star. It goes like this. Rav Nachman has a Torah in Torah Vav Lukud Maran. He says, if you choose to have kavod, then you're going to lose all your kavod. If you choose to give Hashem all the kavod, then Hashem's going to give you a lot of kavod. It's called kavod alakim versus kavod malchus. Right? You look at all the kavodic people in the world, all the kings, all the presidents. Do they live one day without someone trying to kill them? No. Why? Because they have their own kavod. They have their own gaiva. That's not how Yid lives. Esav teaches us what to not. Sometimes we have to fake a malik. A malik's like our best Rebbe. We learn from them what not to do. Like the Zerah Kodesh says last week, unless we, 2 weeks ago, Parsha. The Yitzhar Har is your best friend. Why? Because he shows you what not to do in life. So, Nekudah of what a malik does, what Esav tries to do, is that little by little, they do it in secret ways. They try to suck out your neshama little by little. Right? They don't try to get you in one snap. It's just little by little to take away your neshama, take away any chiyas that you have. That they leave you without any Yerushalayim. Like Rav Nachman says, he has in Tzichos Haran, in Torah Vav in Tzichos Haran, he says the Yitzhara, this is the mashal of the Yitzhara, goes like this. He says, imagine, I don't have it in front of me, we'll say it outside. Imagine that you're walking on the street, and all of a sudden this guy comes to you, you know, he says, psst, psst. And you're like, what is that? Like, you know, and he's, and like, you're like, whoa, what does he have? And he's going like that, like, look at this. Yeah? And he's shaking his hand a lot, and like, he's showing you, look what I have here. And so he's like, boom, can I have some? And boom, he hops onto the bus. And then you're chasing him down, he hops onto a train, a plane, and you chase him around the whole entire world. Right? You run after him, you spend 17 years looking for him. And then finally you catch him by the shirt, and you say, open up your hand. And you finally open up his hand, and there's nothing in there. And you're like, where's the thing in your hand? And he's like, yeah. Well, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't have anything in my hand. He says, that's exactly how the Yetzer Hara works. The Yetzer Hara comes to you every day and says, psst, 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 look what I have. And he's telling you. You're like, oh, what do you got? And we could spend our whole life chasing around. So what happens in the end? You finally catch him, and there's nothing there. It's exactly what Esav tries to sell us. Exactly what the outside world tries to sell us. Look what I have. But you know what? In the end, there's nothing there. By so many of these people, there's nothing there. Anything on the outside world, they try to influence us with nothingness. Look at all the celebrities in Hollywood. Is there one of them who's not depressed or not with their 17th wife already? That their first 16 don't know about? And they're married to all 16 of them? You know what I mean? For example, the greatest athlete in the world, who was that? Tiger Woods. Is there more of a loser in the world than him? Again, I grew up, my family's big golf family. Tiger Woods was like the tzaddik ador. He was the nicest guy, you know, the best charity person. Is there a sicker person in the world than him? I don't know. It might not be. Right? Alex Rodriguez. Right? Everyone loved that A-Rod. Even I was a Met fan. I loved A-Rod. But what happened to him? Boom, he cheated the whole entire world. And now what's he doing? Is he cares about any of us? No, because he's living life. That's exactly what Esav tries to show us. And Chavre, a little bit more. We're almost done. So, if you look at this, yeah? We'll finish up. So if you go to Tehillim, so again, we're coming to, who's the enemy of Hanukkah?
The Yavanim.
The Yavanim, Greeks, right? The Yavanim, huh? Oh, Yavanim, we're coming to Hanukkah. So if you look in Perek, Samech Tes in Tehillim, Pasuk Yid Gimel, listen to what it says. David Melech says, Tavati Bivein Mitzula. It says that I'm drowning in like some type of dirt or mud. So you know what Rav Nachman says? What's that second word? Tavati bivein. What's bivein? Biyavan. I'm drowning in Yavan. This is what the Radak says. Radak says, what does it mean tavati bivein? I'm drowning in Yavan. Tavati bivein tzula means like this. Tzara besoch tzara. It's a pain within a pain. Lefikach the ein mamad. And I have no standing room. Ki amatzulahi mi make mayim. It's like the depth of water. V'yitba ha'adam behem. And a person drowns in them. V'chein yitba biyavan. Afa pishein metzula. Umamad Paul mi binya Paul. So what happened? You sink slowly. It's like what's that? What's it called? This quicksand. You don't die right away. Get pulled slowly, 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 and that's exactly what Yavan does to us. Yavan didn't want to kill us. They had no. The Indian Purim was a mechama on the guf, right? But Hanukkah was what? They wanted to destroy our neshama. So you could live as a Jew. You could be a Jew, right? You could learn Torah even. No Yiras Shemayim though. No alakus at all. Nothing. They just wanted to destroy our Yiddishkeit. They wanted to drown us little by little. That's why the Pasuk says, we know the four from the Tovavo v'choshech. Right? I'm thinking another word. But we learn out the four Galyos from that Pasuk. So the Pasuk says, Choshech, who does Choshech correspond to? Choshech zu Yavan. Yavan is connected to Choshech, to blackness, to darkness. I mean, what? It says, Shehichshu einem shel Yisrael, that they blacken the eyes of Klal Yisrael. They darken their eyes. That they bring Choshech into the world. And what happens when there's Choshech? They block out the Or. You don't see any Or. You know what? I learned Torah, but there's no Or in my Torah. I can daven. There's no Or in it. It's all Choshech. It's all competitions. The goal of Yavan is to learn without any chiyas. There's a Givali Maisa with Rabbi Nachman. Avi Mamash. Look at Avi, brings Rabbi Nachman to the room, no? Givaldik. Ah, Shreinam Atel Chakeni, Shizil Chagorim Shashana. Anyway, sorry. You know, they got to slip in the field there every day, you know? Okay, anyway. Yeah, so my son's Rabbi Nachman. Goes like this. Rabbi Nachman he went on a trip. I heard this from Nassim Maimon. He went on, like, he was going to a certain city with a town of his. And one of his Talmidim said, Rabbi, listen, one of our Talmidim, one of my Chavirim, he's in, like, he really needs Parnassah. Please, like, can you give him a bracha for Parnassah? Rabbi said, no, believe me, no, that, I'm not going to give a bracha for Parnassah. It's not going to be good for him. Now, let me go back to that. This guy's name, let's say his name was Moshele, yeah? So Moshele was learning all day. He was learning, he was mamash, his Shabbos was givadig, his tefillah was givadig. His Limud HaTorah was gevaldig, but he was struggling a little bit in Parnassah. But he was happy. His wife was very happy. All his kids were happy. It was like gevaldig. He didn't need anything. It's just that they happened to need a little more Parnassah, but they're very besimchan. So he said, listen, Rabbi Nachman, please give my friend Moshe a bracha that he could have Parnassah. He said, no, he's very happy. Don't believe me, he doesn't need Parnassah. So okay, he pushed it off a little bit. So one time they were traveling. Now let's say they were traveling from here to here. Yeah? So to get on the way, Rabbi Nachman fell asleep on the carriage. He took a nap, right? And so the other guy, let's say his name was, give me a name, Yeshua Nassim, yeah? So Yeshua Nassim was on with the thing, was on the wagon with him. So Yeshua Nassim said, you know what? I know that my friend's house is right here, so Rav Nachman's sleeping, we'll stop off and he'll give us something to eat, and boom. So he pulled the carriage this way, and they stopped at this guy Moshele's house. So he goes, he runs in, he says, Moshele, listen, Rabbeinu, Rav Nachman's here, prepare something to eat, and then he'll give you a bracha. So he says, I don't have any food. He's like, I don't have any. He's like, so go borrow food. So he ran to the neighbor's house. He borrowed some cake and some schnapps or whatever. So this way, Reb Nachman will be able to give him a bracha. So he comes to the comes in. Reb Nachman says, oh, it's nice to see you. And he says, gives him a cookie. And he says, and then Yishuv Nasan says to him, he says, Rabbi, can you give him a bracha and have pranasa? He says, no, I don't want to give him a bracha. Believe me, I don't want to give him a bracha. He says, no, Rebbe, he gave you food. Give me. He's like, no, believe me, I don't want to give him a bracha. So Reb Nachman says to Yishuv Nasan, you give him a bracha. So Yishuv Nasan, okay, I'll give him a bracha. That b'schus tish that parnasa. Okay. A week later, Baruch Hashem, business doing well. 2, 3, 4 months later, the guy's like one of the wealthiest people in town already. And mom, she's making big parnasa. But minion 3 times a day, not so easy anymore. Definitely not learning nights anymore. Too much business. Shabbos, forget about it. He sleeps all Shabbos. He's working like crazy a little bit. A year later, this guy is no longer going to minyan. He's no longer learning any siddurim. Maybe he's still wearing a yarmulke on his head, but he's got a lot of pranasa. He's the richest guy in the whole city. Yeah. 2 years later, Mamash threw everything away. So one day, this guy Mushla is driving in Breslov, and all of a sudden he comes by Reb Nachman. He drives by Reb Nachman's house. All of a sudden, Reb Nachman sees him and he says, "Oh, Mushla, come in." And all of a sudden, Mushla's like, "Oh my God, I haven't seen the Rabbeinu in a long time." And he's like, "This guy's Mamash a modern guy now, right?" And all of a sudden, he's like, what am I going to do? He says, Mushla, come. And all of a sudden, like, he finally comes to him. He's like shaking. And Rav says, Mushla, let me ask you a question. He says, oh, Rebbe, what? He says, Mushla, when's the last time you looked at the sky? Well, so what's that, Maisa? What's Nachman telling him? Sometimes we get so caught up, even in our Levin HaTorah. We get caught up in things that we're doing that what? Hashem says to you, like, when's the last time you even thought about me? When's the last time you got Yishev Das say, Eifo ani ba'olam? Where am I in this world? Like Reb Nachman says, Sichas Aran. So the person should cause himself saying that, where am I? What am I doing here? Why do I wear a yarmulke on my head? Why am I wearing tzitzis? Why am I learning Gemara here? Am I doing it so that I could check boxes off? Am I doing it so that I could tell my parents, oh, I learned to go back to YU next year and go right back to how I was in high school? Or is there something really cooking inside of me? Is there an avod here called B'Shem Kol Yisrael? It's called Eitz Chaim. So Reb Nachman is telling him, like, when's the last time you looked at the sky? Chever, we have to do this bonim. What are we doing here? Like it says in the pasuk, Pekudei Hashem Yisharim Misam Chelev. Right? The Pekudei of Hashem. Right? The mitzvahs of Hashem are Yisharim Misam Chelev. They're besimcha. So I saw one of the pshatim today. Maybe there's the Metzudas David says. When are they Misam Chelev? When you're misboning on them, what they are, that's when they're besimcha. You know what? When we're not just doing motions, when we're not just doing the part, when we're living the part, right? When we're trying to feel chiyus in Avodas Hashem, not getting stuck by mud, when we're on fire, and I see it on each person who's here right now, you guys have fire in you. I see you guys are in the Beis Medrash. You guys have a ratzon, unlike a lot of other people here. Not saying anything bad, but I see it on a lot of people, like, there's nothing cooking. You guys have stuff cooking in you. Keep building that fire. It's called the Eitz HaChaim. The meaning is David the Eitz HaChaim, not the Eitz HaDas. Because all Malik wants to do is pull you into that quicksand. That what? You learn a lot of Torah, but there's no neshama left. There's no difference in you and a Greek. That's what he said. Learn Torah, but learn with us. Dress like us. Play sports with us. Do everything like us. Be like us. And that's what their whole goal is. To steal our neshama. That's why Yavan, right? Yud Vav Nun, goes like this. If you take the word Yavan, give me a piece of paper, please. Yeah? Yavan goes like this. If you spell Yavan, you have a Yud, a Vav, and a Nun. So what are these three letters have in common?
All lines.
They're all little lines. You know what it is? They pull you down a little bit more, and they pull you all the way down.
That's mind blowing.
That's what Yavan does to you. Yeah. It's not at one point. It's what they do is, they get you little by little that what you don't even realize what's happening to you. This is what Yavan does. They pull you all the way down. That nun's called, that goes the Ragle Yordas Maves. They pull you down to Misa. Mamash into that quicksand with them. That's why if you take Yavan, the Gematria though. Yud, Vav, plus Nun. How much do you get?
66,
very good. So their whole goal is that what? That you don't know who Hashem is. But Arik and Rikud is what? Is Haya Hovaviyah. To always know that Hashem was, Hashem is, and Hashem will be. He's everything. That's why Gematria Haya Hove Yiyeh is Gematria Yavan. Why? To remind us that how do you fight Yavan? By reminding yourself every day, Haya, Hove, Yiyeh. That Hashem is, He was, and He will be. That Hashem's everything. That what to live, to want, to know what? That we say every day in Davening. We say, Kel Chai V'Kayim. What does that mean when we say, Kel Chai V'Kayim? That Hashem's a living God. Hashem's alive. He's pumping. He's on fire, Hashem. How many people think that, oh, he's okay, Hashem's up there. Hashem's with us here. It's like, Kel Chai V'Kayim is not your other. That's for perm time, not for now. Right? But the Nikud is that what Kel Chai V'Kayim, Hashem's alive. We have to have Kavanah when we say it. We say that three times a day. In two ice and chakras and one time in Marv. That Kel Chai V'Kayim, Hashem's alive. He's with us. He wants to be part of us also. He wants to have a Sheikhus with us, Evra. He wants to be here. The good is, don't forget about Hashem. Don't forget about that Anochi. Like we said before about Esav. What does Esav do? Ki ayef Anochi. He takes the Anochi Hashem Akecha, and makes it ayef. He takes the Anochi Aloch Lamos. He takes the Anochi and makes it into Misa. That's his whole goal. That's why it says, Gemara and Shabbos, Daf Kuf Dal Adam Beis, says on top, what? Kuf Dal Adam Av, says what? Anochi is Roshtevos, Anochi, Ana, Nafshi, Kasvis, Yahavis. That what? I wrote myself in the Sefer and I gave it to you. You know what? That every time you're learning Torah, you're learning with Hashem. Hashem's there. But Yavan says, no. They pull out the Anochi. It's not there. It's not there at all. Because of what? They want us to be big Chachamim. They want us to lose our Amunah Pshuta, our simple Amunah that we have. They want to say, no. Maybe Hashem doesn't exist. Maybe Hashem's not here anymore. They want to make us big Chachamim. Even the Itzadas. The Nakud is that we need Amunah Pshuta. That we know Hashem's here. You don't need to prove it to anyone. You have to know in yourself that Hashem exists and go with that. Amunah Pshuta. So Esav, take Esav. Yeah, let's write it out. Esav. Ayin Sin Vav. 130. Shin is Shin Yud Nun, 360. And Vav is Vav. 12. What do you get? 360, 130, and 12. How much?
502.
In Miloy. You spelled out the letters of his name.
Okay,
right? So Esav Miloy is Gematria 502, is Gematria exactly, and Muna Pshuta. That what's the Nakud of Esav? Is that Esav? What's the Nakud of Esav? Is that Esav wants us to what? To be big Chachamim. Ask your father, how do you do Maaser on the salt? We know what's the Nakud of Esav? There's nothing in there. He's dead. There's nothing to it. Versus Yaakov. Yaakov ishtam yehushiv olim. Simple faith is Yaakov. Ishemuna. That's the main akut that we have. So Emuna Pshuta is also Gematria Baruch Mordechai and Ar Haman. Right? Because that's the whole nakuda of it. And that's the Eitz HaChaim of Purim. That's the Chanukah and Purim are those 2 days that we have. It's those days of Emuna Pshuta. It's the day of Chiyas that we have. That brings us until Mashiach. So just to finish, that Chanukah plus Purim is Gematria Mashiach ben David. Why? Because like we started before, that David's the one who goes. David's the one, that the Chanukah and Purim are the last, and they're the first. Meaning what? They're ones that are going to shine brightest when Mashiach comes. It's Chanukah and Purim. It's Mashiach ben David, like Rubenstein says. Kud is that we can mechazik ourselves, to mamash mechazik, not fall into that trap of Esav, not fall into that trap of Yom. That when we're learning Gemara, it should be chiyastik. It should be full of fire. That my tefillah should also be on fire. That my avodas Hashem should be on fire. I should be doing this bodhis every day, talking to Hashem, having a relationship with Hashem. Let's see, it's some crazy thing, because most people here will tell you, what are you doing? You know, you have to learn. Yeah, but if you lose your neshama, then what are you learning for? You have to be a neshama, an ish neshama. That's what we're doing. That's why Chanukah comes. Chanukah is all about shemen. So shemen, hashemen, oil, hashemen, is the same also as neshama. That shemen is all about neshama. It's all about shmonen. It's also the same also. Shmonen means going to Malam and Teva. Neshama is the same also as Mishnah. Meaning what? I learned Mishnah, it should be a Neshamadik Mishnah. Not a Guftik. I should be on fire with what I'm doing. It's a Chayim. Kel Chayim V'Kayim. To remind myself that. To live with that Chiyas. That Shabbos should be Mamash Givadik. It should be Shabbos Kodesh. That Chanukah should be Givadik. You should be looking forward to it. Not to whatever's going on in the physical world. Not to Thanksgiving dinner. Thanksgiving, well, we've spoken before. How many people are makbid to have Thanksgiving dinners and never have Rosh Chodesh dinners? And you think, why would I have Rosh Chodesh dinner? Because we don't know anything. Because we don't realize this. Our shkafas are crazy. Could define chiyas. Find what's chayim in this world. Find what's emes in this world. And that's the whole nakuda of Chanukah. To be longing for that day of when Mashiach comes, Mashiach ben David. Oh, we vatal Esav, like we say, ki Hashem lucha Moshe bagayim, v'alu Moshe b'hartzion l'shbod esar Esav, v'aisal Hashem lucha. We need a niggin. You guys know a niggin? What niggin should we sing? Layudim, layudim, ha'vay sayda, v'simcha, v'sasay mikar. Layudim, layudim, ha'vay sayda, ha'vay v'simcha, v'sasay mikar. Ay, layudim, layudim, ha'vay sayda, v'simcha, v'sasay mikar. Ay, layudim, layudim, ha'vay sayda, ha'vay v'simcha, v'sasay mikar.
Makimas, 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 Makim